Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi.
Yo.
What's up? What's up?
I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm Dee Dee.
And this is the Oprah Rose Show. More episodes in person.
Hey.
It's a streak, bitch.
It is a tour, y'all. Like, this show is on the road.
It's giving a streak.
It's
okay.
Definitely on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all live everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. It's giving on the run.
I don't care if we on the run. Baby, you long know, as I'm next.
Part
to you.
Two. Okay. Although part one, the tour was better than part two.
I'm trying to think, did I watch part two? Which one did we all
We went
to
part
together?
One, yeah.
But well, what okay. was part one?
The On a Run tour. We went and we bought the $25 tickets.
Back you were there?
Was I was there.
Yes,
it was the three of us.
Of us. I think it's an archived photo now on my right. Instagram, but it's definitely a picture of all three of us at mm-hmm. the On the Run tour.
I only remember
with
you and I going.
$25
tickets. $25 yeah. tickets. Mm-hmm. We was up in the stadium.
So wait, what were they singing on part one?
It was more of like just older songs for them.
Oh, yeah.
Where it was like, but they did a good like transition between those older songs for them.
And was On the Run tour for the song, the album with Summer on there? Or am I making that up in my head?
On the Run 2, they did release the Carter's album.
Yeah,
the
Carter's album.
Okay, yeah.
Like it came out while they were on the tour.
Oh,
and
okay.
And it was like, are y'all going to perform the new songs now? Like,
oh, because they didn't, right? Not really?
No, they didn't really.
Okay.
Except Ape Shit.
Yeah, I have such a horrible memory. Jesus, oh my gosh.
Same.
Yeah. But we
anywho,
glad you remember. Yeah. Yay.
In LA, together.
Yes.
And also celebrating Gigi, too.
That's yes. Probably, this is a weekend celebration of Gigi.
Yay. When I think of being here right now, it's all for you, and I'm just excited for
and
you.
And I'm just so, I ain't gonna cry, but I'm just so happy that y'all just loved on me and, like, came, and, like, people really flew out. And I'm like, oh, my God, people really coming. Because I was really trying to keep it, like, cute, you know, like.
So I gotta let's back up a little bit. Okay, let's backtrack. So we are celebrating G's not only birthday but the baby shower.
Yes.
And you know how typically I feel like when people have baby showers, right, you either invite a bunch of people, or I've actually gotten the link, like a gift registry to a baby shower that I never attended, and I just was like, okay, I'm gonna do it. G's ass must have invited only people in LA.
I did.
So many people in New York were like,
well, why didn't
I, and I didn't do it on purpose. Like, I there were a few people that I called. I was like, hey, I just did this because I was being like considerate, because
I
was raised very mannerful, right? And like, you don't have huge baby showers if you have multiple kids.
And
it's
some
like,
people
it's
don't even believe in having another one.
Yeah, it's like they'll do like something small, like a sip and see, a sprinkle.
Right.
But I guess my friends, they're so amazing. We're like, no, this is your second kid, but it's your first boy.
Yeah.
It's also 5 years after you've had a baby.
Yeah,
so
you don't got that shit.
Yeah.
You don't got none of it.
So they like, you know, talked me into it, but I really was just trying to be considerate
people.
Yeah. And I also live far. Like, you know, it's expensive. It's inflation. Like,
a Delta
ticket is like $700. It costs over $500 to just leave the state of California. So who knows how much it comes to come here.
Right. Yeah. So I really was just trying to be considerate. So many people even have hit me this week and were like, well, send me her registry. And then I looked and I'm like, ain't nothing on there. I told you to add more things.
It's literally nothing on the registry. Like, I have to ask you, I'm going to have to ask you, what else do you need that's not on the registry? Because there's nothing on there.
So was it Bye Bye Baby? Or yeah, I think it was Bye Bye Baby. They had a going out of business. So there were a lot of things that I just purchased. Like, I have a crib. I have his desk, his changing table. I have his bassinet.
Okay.
So there were a lot of things that, and I got like all of that shit for, I think it was either right at $300 or under $300.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I bought a whole bunch of shit.
Called?
Bye Bye Baby.
Yeah, okay. They went out of business and they just had like crazy. This was months ago.
Okay.
So the only thing that I didn't really buy was like the stroller, and I love the Duna, which is a stroller and the car seat all in one.
Maybe I have it on a save list for whatever reason. I've been seeing the girls use it.
That's what my niece has. She got two, a carriage and a Duna.
I love it.
Yeah. So okay. I may get another one, but the Duna was perfect for New York just based on lifestyle. Yeah. But since I live here, we'll see.
Yeah.
So other things is just like the Duna?
The Duna is so heavy.
I don't think so.
That's giving your mother strength. I had that baby in that Duna. First of all, I'm coming out of a like car. I had to put the baby on the street and was looking around like, oh Lord have mercy. And then by the time I got the bag, I'm like, oh my God, that thing is heavy as shit. Well, and she don't even weigh nothing.
Think about it, it's like, you know, everything's all included
in one.
Together.
Yeah, the Duna is basically a stroller and a car seat in one. Yeah.
And I only know what it is because it has those yellow wheels.
Yep. Like, everybody has one.
Identifiable anytime I see
that good old Duna
with the wheels. I'm like, oh, that's a Duna.
Yeah. But she's heavy.
Yeah. But I love you being proactive as well about getting all this stuff way in advance.
Yeah.
It was giving you turned this on.
Turn it on.
Like, I sent it to Nunu because she having a baby too. I was like, bitch, we got right now, 2 weeks
to get
left.
Everything.
Like, it was like 70% off.
Girl, you better put some clothes. I don't know. Put some shit on that.
So I guess. Yeah. It's also a gift card. Like whatever. You can't just buy a gift card on there.
I think
with some of them, I have seen registries where it is like, you know, $25, $50 and it is like gift cardy. But so I think you have to go like out of it and then go back in and do some shit.
Okay.
And it's also your birthday.
But you gotta add some stuff.
It is also my birthday. Yes. Yeah, my birthday's being overshadowed by the baby.
The baby.
Which is fine.
We're celebrating,
like,
though.
Yes,
yeah.
You guys are. Yeah. But that's like, I can't drink. I can't do shit. I can't really do shit fun. So it's like, whatever.
You're like, whatever.
That's why I was like, we can just do it the day before.
Yeah. This is a weird birthday year, too, I feel like. I feel like everybody is like, did you do anything for yours?
I didn't go anywhere, no. Well, I went to New York. But it was Pride also. So my birthday always falls in Pride weekend in New York. So
had some bookings too, though.
Right, so I had bookings. So it was actually eventful birthday because of that. But outside of that, it didn't really feel like travel because it was New York.
Okay.
Saying it like that, but we all used to live there or still, but it just felt
it
like
it still
New York.
Feels like a going home in a way. Yeah. Like even though you don't live there
anymore. Right, exactly. That's exactly what it felt like rather than vacation.
New York is not a vacation at all.
No.
It's a job.
Yeah, it's not. And it's tiring.
Yeah.
But we're so happy to be here in LA.
I'm so blessed. Thank y'all.
Melatonin
in the air, baby. I was so tired yesterday.
Sleepy always.
And then you're up at like, I was just up at 5 a.m. texting my sister.
Because that's 8 a.m.
Just like up, just like.
We was all up early, like 6, 7.
Oh yeah.
That's the time I'll be embarrassed. Should I tell our story? Our embarrassing story.
Go ahead.
I want to hear it now. You done said something.
You can't embarrass me.
I mean, I was embarrassed. We was up in that hotel like motherfucking college bitches going to Miami.
It was given spring break on Collins Avenue.
You know I am like always gonna like try to finesse and figure out some stuff. And I'm like, okay, we'll be able to at least, it's only three of us. It's like, which three is a lot of people for
one room? They didn't offer y'all the double bed option?
No.
No. Oh. Or a cot.
And it's right, even a cot is
they
like.
They didn't even give us a cot. They said it was a fire hazard. That's how small the room
That's how small the room was. And you know I have like my fake like OCD issues, and so just seeing like a bunch of stuff in a small space, like
I mean, we did good with the three of us being in there at the same time, and like at this point, we all sisters.
Yeah.
So he, right. So they were sisters. So at one point, Daryl's sleeping on like a tiny little thing. And I was like, we have to figure this out for the next day. Baby.
There was a tiny little half a circle of a couch. I came in at 2 a.m. They were both in the bed like, come on, get in the bed. They on opposite sides. Like, bitch, y'all, what y'all want me to get in the middle?
Yeah, and I'm like, I just was like, so I don't know what to tell you.
Baby, I got right on that couch and just like went just like this.
Oh, my goodness.
So he gets up.
Is your neck hurt?
That's what I said. I know his shit hurt.
Get in the bed.
He went to go to the bathroom. And okay. I realize I'm always so tired. I don't sleep.
Move,
so yeah, I don't
they
move.
Did, they you both didn't move. Okay. Man, yeah. She needs a.
She's a snorer. Yeah, we could be putting our sister's business out there. She's a snorer.
She needs the little thing. What is it called? With the steam that come out?
He's like, she need a humidifier.
She need a humidifier.
He like, okay. She need a humidifier.
And I said it out loud. She was like, leave me alone.
It was definitely like, because at one point I'm like, damn, bitch, every time.
Well,
like,
because in hotels, you can't open the window, though. That's the other thing, too. Yeah. Like, I would prefer an open window.
And I realize I don't sleep. I don't hit stage two. I think I might. Whatever that first, I don't get REM sleep. That's why I think I'm always so. I don't think I slept last night.
You should take melatonin, actually.
Yeah, I probably should. Yeah. I do. And I realize it's when I travel. If I'm in my bed.
Sleep is hard.
Yeah, if I'm in my bed, I'm asleep. This is not at home.
That's fair.
But if I'm someplace else, I'm just I'm up. No matter where I say, I'm up. Okay. So I'm just in that, he goes to the restroom. I'm like, come get in the bed, child. Why I go down to the head of the bed, the foot of the bed.
Oh, yeah.
Like a fucking 5-year-old.
So, wow.
Yeah, I was giving
feet. Because
I was
like. At your grandma's house.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what it felt like.
I was like, I'm not going shoulder to shoulder. We too fucking grown. I'm not. And I was like, this feels poor. If I'm being completely honest, I was like, I feel really poor right now. Yeah. I woke
and
up
she
and was
woke
like.
Up upset.
I woke up. I was upset off. I woke up and was like, so what are we doing about this room? I was this close to getting a new room. I was just like,
and
we
I
have
think
to
we
get
had got used to it.
They were like, we used to it. I was like, I'm not. I got to go figure this thing out. Oh, and we figured it out, child.
But they want to stay at these fancy-ass hotels, child.
But you don't. You act like you stay at, the Motel 6. It's really not.
No shade.
I was like, it ain't the Hermitage. That's where I want to stay.
It's not. Yeah, it's not. It's not
Thank
the
you.
One.
It's not. It's not even the one. Exactly. These fancy hotels. She's like,
I literally
pretty,
kept saying that yesterday. These fancy-ass hotels.
She's right. A standard rate
she's
hotel
the
in
from
Los
the,
Angeles.
From the Walk of Fame.
I remember we turned the corner. I said, this is where we're staying? Oh, my God.
Bitch, you're around the corner from the Walk of Fame.
You saw my face. I said, oh, bitch, baby, she won't be back.
Oh, my
God. I never stay in Hollywood. So I was
The dream, the dreams in New York, the one downtown and the one in Midtown are starkly different.
Yes.
They are.
The one
are.
In Midtown is, they need to just.
They just
it's
need
a
to,
dilapidated
they
building.
They need to do something about that.
Literally.
Yeah. So.
That one is cute, though. It is cute. We got it together. Right? He kept saying nice hotel. I'm like, this is not the Pendry. She is not.
Yes,
this is not that girl.
I like my Motel 6.
You
really?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I'm kidding. No, no,
you
no, no.
You strike me as a boutique hotel.
Yeah, I like boutique. Okay. I feel like I just like the hotels that don't have a big name, maybe. I guess that's boutique.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, boutique.
I'm
boutique.
Giving Bonvoy Marriott.
Right,
no,
I don't
need
care
my
about
points.
The Marriott
same.
Points and
I need,
all of that.
Or if it's a Hilton, it got to be. I could do an Embassy.
Yeah. I stayed at one in Delaware and it was giving rust in the corner, an Embassy Suites though, and it was huge. Speaking of big rooms,
Embassy and South Bend, Indiana.
Okay. That's so where I was. This was the nicest of that. Yeah. So never mind. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm going based off of TripAdvisor and TikTok.
Okay.
TikTok.
Oh, TikTok tells me everything, child. I done learned so much from that damn app.
Okay.
She is a wealth of knowledge.
No, not for hotels. Okay.
I just wish I could. When I search things, I get what I want, but I wish I could just open up my TikTok and get things that I actually want.
That's fair.
It don't be nothing but fuckery that come out.
Yeah, that's fair.
The algorithm in that sense is not good at all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if I follow, even if I intentionally follow stuff, it don't.
I will say that because there's no information. I'm sorry, if you don't search it out, right? There's no real information with TikTok. I would like to be, and granted, it's, you know how your search engine even kind of is going to inform you based on your searches and give you things, kind of feed the beast essentially of what it is that you already believe. But I do wish TikTok was a little bit more informational, though.
Yeah.
It's intentional China. You know, they only give pushing out the negative stuff for us to see.
Right.
Meanwhile, and interact with.
Their right. kids is only seeing nothing but in the informative stuff.
That's it, right. yeah.
Because even thinking of it like that, it'd be nice. Open up the phone. It's like, oh, this is going on in the world, like in terms of like the election.
Right.
And shit like that. It's I like, have to search I got to search that. That's it, not yeah. going to come up.
Yeah.
Joy Reid ain't about to go off right now no. when I open my phone. Kind of no. I wish she would.
I started following that girl that breaks down all the news for like very palatable for everybody the that you're girl. Like. Yeah, that black yeah. girl. She'd be like, but let me tell you how Big Daddy, he did right. such and right. such.
Yeah.
So I started following her. But yeah, I think I need to follow some more newsworthy because like what is going on in the world?
Our, it's always a lot.
Look, our hood, what was it? The resident hood pop. What was it called? What the fuck was y'all called?
I don't remember. But hood correspondent.
Hood correspondent, yeah. yeah. Something resident like that.
The resident hood correspondent.
What is going on in the world?
Well, there was just an election. There was just an election. General election?
General election. Yeah.
So it's more like states rather than it being presidential, which is coming up in a year, though. Yeah,
which doesn't really get... Unfortunately, I feel like these are the most impactful elections, right? You know, your local legislation, but it never... I feel like it never boils over to, like, a larger, like, audience right. or participating people, right. you know? But these are the ones that you really should care about. These are the ones that are... Your city council.
I know that book came. That book came in the mail, yes. and I like left it on my
what book?
Kitchen. They had a book of like basically for New York, like oh, all you know, like amazing. All the all who to
oh,
vote
yeah,
for.
Is that
we
new?
Get those in LA.
But I you know, it was sitting there a little too long, so I just put it in the trash can. I guess so. Yeah, I don't remember it.
One of the exonerated five, he actually won city council.
I did
he
see did. That, yeah.
and he's I guess. Sitting in the Trump proceedings or like he's there or okay. he sees it, but that's a very like interesting, yeah. you know, tables turn. Also, speaking of
very
New York,
interesting tables turn, yeah.
One thing that I did read very briefly is that the Bronx got its first Republican city council seat for the first time in 40 years, and they ran on crime, so
tougher crime, or
yeah, they ran on like, hey. It's fucking crazy up here, and we got to do some shit. Mm. And the current Democratic...
Not fear-based politics.
Fear-mongering. But I mean, essentially that's what we've been doing.
I guess the Bronx is fed the fuck up because they voted him in. That also in the Bronx is where they had that fentanyl daycare that killed them babies. Yeah, so they probably the
Wait,
fuck over
what
it.
Happened?
Yeah, there was like a daycare front for basically like a fentanyl... house, a drug house, whatever.
They
like,
was cooking it up in there.
It like a, you know,
with
you have
babies
a crack house,
in there?
But
yeah.
It's a fentanyl house. Yes.
And the baby
what?
Got to it.
The baby got to it. Yep.
Babies or baby? I mean, either way, that.
I think it was one.
I think it was one that passed.
Oh my gosh.
Others were exposed. Because, you know, she was like potent and like.
That's insane.
Yeah.
It's fucking insane.
Yeah. What a baby
like,
care.
Why would you
fentanyl drug mule this. Situation?
Why
like,
are you cooking
open up
fentanyl?
A hair store? Yeah. I don't know. A yeah. nail salon. You
Something.
There were so many. A fucking laundromat. There were so many different like things that
daycare.
I think you could have done for this to be your front outside of like a fucking daycare. Right. But yes. So that was interesting. The first time in 40 years that a Republican has held that seat in the city of the Bronx. So
wow, wow,
change is coming.
That is. Do we know the race of this said gentleman?
I don't know.
To be Republican, I'm
I
just
didn't
interested.
Look. They, I just read like a brief like highlight, I think, on the New York Times. So they didn't or they didn't state what their race was. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Got it. There were also big elections in Ohio and Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
I think those two were more so based on primarily voting Democrat this time around.
Yeah.
Where those are red states that voted for Trump in 2016. And so the eyes were on those two states to kind of see how they would vote, because I think a lot of the analysis was just saying, like, if we look at these two states, this will kind of determine what may happen with the election. But the primary election next year, and so it was actually a good thing. And then there was increased support for abortion rights in both of those states as well, and marijuana.
Yes, I don't think, though, that it will be reflective of the presidential election.
We don't know
elections.
What the fuck about to happen.
And now, who is and nobody likes Biden.
They no.
His approval rating is like in the pits. Mm-hmm. A lot of Americans, free thinking Americans, don't like his response to even if they don't have, I guess, an opinion about what's happening in Israel with Gaza. They don't like that he's submitted so much money to the Ukraine, mm-hmm. like billions of dollars right. for our allies right. when we still have like
our own.
We got money for wars, but can't feed the poor. Right.
Or y'all texting or emailing me about student loans.
Yeah.
And y'all inflation is through the roof.
Millions across.
Turn this on.
And y'all want to ask me for money about an education that I don't mm-hmm. use?
Yes.
Yeah. Fuck out of here.
It's
just stupid.
To get a house, like, what is that, 8%, like, that's what the fucking interest rate is now.
It's, so yeah, it's you like, saw that Whoopi Goldberg thing saying, like, how no one's having
her.
Children.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can't even afford. Eggs are fucking $5. Gas is $7 in L.A.
Yes.
That's just your basic bare minimums. Right. Like, you know, and obviously owning a home should be, like, you know, it's all they sell us into the American dream of that. But that is almost, like, I used to be like, oh, I'm going to, like, do this next. Right. This was supposed to happen 2 years ago, where now I'm like, it's okay, baby. Like you said, 8%. Yeah. I'm 8%. Like, no, it's okay.
When it's your time and when it makes sense, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I think we're fed these ideas of, like, you get, like, and we said this many times, where you have to do this thing and run this race because society tells you to.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, nah, baby, do it when you want to.
When you're supposed to.
And that even goes with having kids. And so as millennials, I think we've had such a great eye to see what things were like for our parents and grandparents mm-hmm. and then able to see like what our kids are experiencing as well. Like we have that good dual dynamic to know, like, I can wait a second.
Yeah, it's different.
Okay. Yeah. I also think we're just like, bro, I'm broke. Who gonna help me?
Yeah,
because the grandparents of
today, as a person
who has a kid, the grandparents of today ain't the grandparents.
They ain't the grandparents of yesteryear. Yeah,
they are not.
No,
like,
they want to be outside.
Yeah,
they want to be outside, or they, because I don't want to make it like they. It's not that they don't want to fulfill that role, right? But a lot of them can't retire. They're mm-hmm. still working.
Right.
They're
right.
also taking care of like my mother, for example. Even I think if I lived close to home, she still works. She takes care of her elderly
mom.
Mother. So she isn't really like available to be an accessible like.
It's person. A trickle down. It's a literally trickle it's down. A trickle down effect.
Yeah, she can't retire if she wanted to. Right. Unfortunately, right.
Yeah,
so
that's very true.
And that's the case for a lot of millennium parents, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So then the ones. Where that's not the case, they still hanging out.
They still
right,
out.
They still
right.
out.
They all like, fuck child. That. That's you, boo. You know, but then want to ask you about a baby. Then want to ask you when
and it's like, where you
going,
right? And you're going to babysit when?
So they can be a grandparent for Instagram.
Right, not a grandparent.
Facebook, for real.
Oh, yes.
Both. No, but these grandparents be having.
They be on all the Meta platforms.
Instagram, yeah. They be on, right. They be on all the Meta X. Like,
I did not want to see my mama on X or Threads.
No, okay. Threads. I think they're getting rid of Threads.
They need to
get
her
rid
away.
Of one of them.
I ain't never sign up.
I put her away.
I
think, yeah, they literally.
They're
already getting rid of her.
Yeah, no. But yeah, so there's a lot happening in the politics world. What else?
So there was recently another Republican presidential debate for the primary that happened last week.
Paid it no mind.
I didn't either. I didn't even know that it happened. Right. But one thing that I thought was very, very interesting was that they did not partner with a Republican-based media company. They did it with MSNBC, which I think was the first time. I don't know in how many years if they've ever done this, but they, whoever the girl is that's like over the RNC.
Okay.
She got a lot of like backlash for that, specifically from the Indian nigga who running for president.
Okay.
For I don't know his name. Ramay.
I know
you're
talking about that. I know.
No, I don't
yeah,
know.
He like criticized her openly like during the debate right. because, but
why
she,
is that
she
a
must
bad
have a marketing
thing?
Background because she was like, 47%. Of voters are independent, so this is an opportunity
to
for us to recruit.
Yeah.
Which they are like technically.
Why would you be mad about that?
Why would you be mad about that?
Because why would I want to stay on the same network that
right. Eating to the same base.
Yes. Yes.
We actually need to go get their base. Actually, if y'all are not happy with who your presidential candidate is going to be, it only makes sense for us to show up in those spaces.
Which
why
is
why are you mad about
genius
that?
Yes, because a lot of people are criticizing Joe Biden. Right. Like, he's got dementia, basically. I don't know how the fuck this nigga is and then doesn't feel like he is ill-equipped, which I think that is like insane to me. I have several reasons why I don't like him, but I feel like you should step down when you are on a speaking platform and you running? Can't complete
you
a
can't,
thought.
You can't
complete a thought. Him and Mitch McConnell.
The fact that I saw somebody's baby's Halloween, it was like a baby that could not talk in the Halloween costume. It was like, is it Mitch or is it Biden? Because the baby couldn't talk. I was like, what is
the two
wrong
y'all
with
just
us?
Need to go golf somewhere. And
yeah,
just
yeah,
like,
hang it
it's
up.
It's okay. Like, live your life, right? Yeah. Like, that's a hard job for anyone to go through. I'm sure, you know, we saw Barack do it. And with grace, but it's like you could tell it took a toll on him as a person, his own relationship.
Everything.
Aged him like 10 years. That nigga
10 years.
Came out like.
That's a lot. Like, you gotta.
Like Moses, was it Moses who saw the burning bush in the Bible? That biblical story.
Yeah, right. Somebody.
One of them
one
niggas
of them.
Went up there and they saw the burning bush came back and it was aged.
It was like,
10 years.
That was
the president.
Obama.
Yeah.
Who else is running for next year
for
the
Democratic?
Yeah.
Nobody.
Nobody's challenging him.
Wow.
Which is crazy. Has
they
that
really
ever
need
happened?
To. I don't know.
Because essentially there wouldn't be a Democrat debate. Like, there's no debating because it's just him.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't
and
know.
I want people to challenge him. I think that is healthy.
Yeah.
Right? Like, absolutely.
That is a healthy thing to do, to kind of see opposing views, because even when we think about the 2020 election, a lot of the things that other candidates were interested in, with like Elizabeth Warren talking about, you know, doing things with community colleges and making sure that was free and like, you know, all these different ideas. Biden started soaking up those things because this is what people were interested in. So I think it's healthy to have a debate because it also unlocks things that you may have not stood on before.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're incorporating because you can see that Americans really are interested in that.
Yeah. Mm. I think also they need to find somebody who skews a little bit younger. Like, when you look at like the
where's
Republican
AOC?
Primary or something like that. I don't know. But
where's AOC when you need her?
You know, like Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, that Indian nigga. They are like relatively young, you know, for the Republican Party. Like, they're, and I guess behind Donnie, I guess they're, I don't know, so I could totally be wrong, but I want to say like front runners, you know, potentially like Nikki Haley's been shining.
Yeah, but we all know who is the front runner.
Yeah, we all know who the front runner is.
Which is wild.
Who got a whole RICO in one state.
91 counts.
Currently 91. In court in New York. Like, it's...
Free YSL.
How
like,
how,
like...
even able like, to run for...
How
what you can do in America as a white man
is insane.
How are you still able?
It's insane.
Wait, it's 91 counts.
91 counts in multiple states.
Multiple states.
Wow.
Is it at least three? I know it's Georgia, New York. Is Florida one of them?
I don't even know. I don't know, but multiple.
And then what? I'm
two.
Assuming that
should
any of these proceeding, like any of this the convictions are not going to happen until what, like 2 years or something like that. So then he can.
Well,
still
he's currently
run.
On trial in New York. Like, he was there this week,
right?
Uh-huh.
Or last week, excuse me. His daughter had to testify. I think he testified.
Yeah, he testified.
He was called to the stand
and basically was like spewing things at the attorney general. And the judge, basically calling the whole thing a witch hunt, and they're only doing it because of the upcoming election.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't do anything wrong. It's all about his properties.
Yeah, his business. It's
his
like
business
fraud, basically.
Fraud, right. And
which you know he was.
Right.
And
I think it was like the assessment of buildings and like the value and lying about the value.
Mm.
And he was basically saying it wasn't him. It was someone he worked for. Well, someone that worked for him. But whatever. Enough of him.
Ciao.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to hear him on my TV or nothing. Go away. Go away from me with this Apollo. Now.
I cannot.
But yeah, that's enough of politics because it's daunting.
It is.
All of it.
It's such a sad state that we
all
live
of
in.
It. All of it. People losing jobs for speaking out about things and support. Yeah.
Free Palestine.
Like, for real.
It's crazy.
For real.
It is crazy.
It's like sad seeing what's happening with that. But yeah.
Shutting down. It's basically essentially shutting down. You can't really voice your opinion.
It was what happened to our free speech?
Freedom of speech. No.
Right. What happened?
Right.
Not when it does not align with what
is crazy.
And
yeah.
They done silenced homegirl in the, what is it, in Congress. The she's Democrat. She's for, is it Detroit, Michigan, whatever, the House of Representatives. I cannot remember her name.
Okay.
But she is Palestinian. And, she would obviously use her Twitter like a lot of the politicians do to, basically like, speak her truth, about her family dying and all of this stuff.
And they silenced her.
They voted to silence her in the House of Representatives.
They voted to silence her. Okay, that's different. Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I want a list of all that voted for yay.
Of the silence?
Yes, that are representatives of the state of California, whom I can elect, because I'm not fucking voting for your ass.
Yeah.
I'm not voting for your ass.
That's good.
You don't deserve no vote from me. They slaughtering that girl's family.
Anyway. And she should be able to speak out about that.
And like, she should. At the most basic level.
Human level. You should be able to talk about something that's happening to your people.
Right.
Without ridicule because of what position you have, if anything.
Yeah.
I should be able to use my position to help stop it.
Yeah, exactly. Right. To say, this is what's going on. Yeah. This is a first-hand account of exactly what's going on. But
and everybody's just saying, let's chill out.
Let's just chill.
Bro, it's 2023. Why are we having a war?
Y'all bombing children's hospitals now. Let's just cease fire. Yeah.
Yes.
Like, what's the issue with that?
And now they're trying to do humanitarian stops. Like, what? Just stop.
Get out of here.
Stop.
It's very disheartening. I mean, but we know how Black people in this country have been treated. So
we do.
I feel like not really surprising to Black people.
No.
But
there's also other world issues that are happening, like the Congo. Yeah. There's also genocide happening over there too. Which, nobody cares about what's happening to Black people globally. So,
I cannot totally
understand, Black people's disposition and not having an opinion, not caring, not, I got my own problems,
It's just a lot going on.
And I mean, in your everyday life, being Black, is a lot going on.
Yeah.
So, the disposition, I completely understand it.
Yeah.
But, they just want us, move away from me, Apollo, talking about dumb shit.
Talking about dumb shit. And now that I'm thinking about it, we started talking about this because we wanted more informational things on our TikTok. I don't know that I want to see all of this.
That's you, yeah. You like, well, yeah.
You know what? Take me back to my hair tutorial.
Right. I actually might want to see some funny shit.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Just be like, life be life.
Life be life. You're right. Yeah. I just want to see my girl on there talking about this big ball shit right now.
Oh, you're a white lady? Yo. That shit.
I'm a boss. I think it was like when you have more than $1,000 in your checking account.
You talking to a boss right now.
Boss. It's true though. You got more than $1,000. I got money to play with. Hey, we going out tonight.
After you already paid the bills,
you got an extra thousand dollars.
Yep,
that's crazy.
Good.
That is an extra $1,000, and that's what.
Which is like really no. It raises no money
in this world.
$1,000 is
not in this reality. No.
Damn.
Like remember when $100 you was younger just felt like so much money.
My little Take McDonald's paycheck, I could get two fits from downtown locker room.
Yeah, it felt like two so fits. Much money. I don't know what $100, how I was saying, the peak capitalism is having to get a Lux Black from LAX because Daryl was like, he's like,
I was like, how'd you get a black car?
Yeah, and I was like, I'm not taking it to that damn depot.
So if you fly Delta, I mean, it also depends on if you feel like walking, but I always walk to go over there because I always usually fly Delta and it's Terminal 3, or sometimes you can even go to 2.
Okay.
So you walk past 1 and then you're there.
Oh, the thing. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Capitalism. I didn't know. I thought. Yeah. I thought it was
right on the bus. I was taking the looks, and I was like, "This is too much fucking money for me
right. every time."
Yeah. So I just walk.
Oh,
it's usually like nice weather, and it's, you know, it's fine. True. So it's not a bad walk, like 5 minutes.
Very true.
Oh, but if you fly in like where it's like the international terminal or four, it's far, like that's a little bit much.
I only fly Delta. Yeah. I think I'm just so that flight is not easy to me at all. Yeah. I'm just ready to fucking sit
in the car and go. Yeah,
and go.
But either way, I'm not getting on that fucking shuttle either. Yeah. Yes, I agree with you. No.
Did you say
I'm getting on right on the bitch. I go right in the back.
I saw the girl in New York, like, I'm not getting on the fucking train.
Right. Everybody, where I'm like, I'll get, y'all know I was lost on the train last week. No, I'm sorry. This week, I was like, it was like, it literally missed. I missed the stop. I had to get out and take an Uber. I do not take those trains, and I'm still very, working back in an office has me on the ropes. And I just, I think, I don't know it. I'd be literally like, have my little train stop up like, oh my gosh, I missed it again.
Are you switching trains?
You got the
app.
Oh,
yeah, okay. I don't know which one. Up? Well, I don't check the app. I mean, I kind of know. I've never, I never ever took the 2, 3, 4, 5. They're interchangeable, but both all don't go to my stop is the problem. So if I take one, I got to get off, and then you guys take another. But I don't know, again, but I'm still don't.
But you don't know which one the other one, which stop the other one
is. I just got there basically like this week. Yeah.
God, I just figured it out. Yum. She just figured out local and express people.
Yeah, I did not know.
That's essentially what's happening here.
I never local and express. Listen, shout out to the J train that and the A.
Because that, wasn't that was smart.
No. Yeah.
No.
There was no local and express with J.
I have to worry about all them damn numbers and shit. Yeah. I'm like, all these Christmas colors and shit. What is this? Not like, Christmas my colors. God. No,
oh, it is. It's because it's like the green.
Yeah, it's red and green and shit. I see. Oh, just I don't want to think about it.
Damn, I get it though. I get it. Oh, public transportation could be a lot.
She's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And walking and all that type of stuff.
That New York life.
I know. One of these days, I'm gonna give it up. I don't know.
Are you?
I know. Probably not.
I don't. I'd be shocked.
I will too.
I would. Because
it's like. Where would you want to go?
Child, I'm be right in Jersey, right through the damn tunnel.
Yeah.
That's fair.
That's what he said. I think I'm an eternal East Coaster. I think.
No, I get that.
That's all right.
Yeah, it's giving Jersey, child. Give me a cute little, they're going to start, I'm going to be on, cottage. Start a little Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Oh,
get a new version.
On.
Oh, a new version.
A new version.
I've never watched Jersey.
So I used to in the very beginning, but Potomac.
Potomac, oh, baby.
She back.
Is back.
Woo!
And you know who is center flute at the moment?
Girl, I can tell you've been crying and you need somebody to talk to. Girl.
Ooh, Lord have mercy.
Or Robin Dixon.
It's
well, maybe not.
I don't know. I just think we all choose our fate. Like,
yeah, I don't feel sorry for. I feel sorry for her in the sense that I think she looks dumb. But I think you know,
you want you okay with your nigga cheating? So
just
honestly,
say that
it's right. Okay. Y'all have an arrangement. I don't understand why you would be okay with
that
because you the breadwinner. You're making all the money. I would never. He ain't even got no job right now. So he cheating on you and he ain't got no job. Ooh. You work in the TV and you got your little business and you got a podcast. Hats, you got three jobs, bitch.
Three, sister.
Is he picking the boys up and drive? Is he a manny? Like, because that's the only point where he was. Because
he's not working right now.
No.
He got let go of that job.
Yeah, he got time.
No, yeah.
But still hanging out with his coworkers.
With Coach Bree.
Yo, shut up.
Wait,
not with Coach Bree.
She really do look like Karen.
She
though.
Does. The first time they said it, she looks just like Karen.
And Karen said that shit last season.
She said it last season.
I'm not going to talk about the woman that they said look a lot like me. Ain't that what she said?
Listen. Karen, like, why are y'all joke, doing ain't
good,
never told
good luck?
A lie.
To, good luck.
And I
to
think
write.
The thing with the whole conversation, and so obviously, if you haven't watched the premiere, please go watch it. The conversation is really about Juan cheating. And well, getting the, he maybe he didn't cheat.
The,
we don't know. Allegedly,
I guess the allegation.
He was he purchased a hotel room for a young woman in Canada.
Yeah,
and it's like what, how did this happen? And Robin said that they dealt with it. She was upset. He said he didn't stay in the room and that this young lady just needed help because she was stranded. And it's given like, well, why, if you did all of that and you did, and now everyone knows,
maybe
we
he
got
did
in
come
trouble
home that night, but I don't believe it.
But why did
that's
you
what
just
she
go
said
in the
he
room?
Came home that night? Or
no, she didn't say
no,
that.
She didn't
oh,
say
okay,
that.
Okay.
But he said he didn't go in the room, and she even kiddingly says, why didn't you go in the room?
Like, oh yeah, and he's like, did you see what she looked like? It's like niggas don't fuck ugly bitches. Like
every day,
enough.
Every day niggas fuck ugly bitches.
Like,
please,
that is not an excuse
at all.
The pussy is.
And
pink.
My thing is, okay, you would have just gave her a little Apple Pay or whatever. Like, and it almost is. It's so outlandish that it's like this must be true because it doesn't make any sense. And it's like again, like Robin, if you have an agreement, nobody cares. That nobody is your marriage. Care. There are two people in your relationship. I cannot tell you how to live in your if you are happy, then that's fine. You don't owe anybody anything. But you look crazy with all this. Like, he's not and this and that and
And
like,
then his dumb ass, with all of this happening, doesn't understand my girl is on TV. We're on TV as a family. People are just paying attention to everything I do now. Won't chill for a moment.
Right.
And want to go get his fucking nails and do laundry with Coach Bree, like he
you
a gay
can't.
Nigga.
Yeah,
why not, y'all going to get your nails done?
My good girlfriend.
With your, not, with your coworker.
Not my, that's not your good sis.
No. Mm-mm. And like you said, I think it's that, unfortunately, there is a, first of all, Juan Dixon always been one, you know, we from Baltimore, so Juan Dixon always been Juan Dixon. Right. He has always been
and
somebody.
Fine.
Yes.
Always been
fine. Let's be clear.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I get it,
let's
baby.
Be clear.
Let's be clear. Okay. Always been fine. But you know you now have this extra, extra lens on you because of the show, because of your wife, and you not once. I mean,
but
I know men are dumb,
second,
but damn. Like,
I think he don't care.
And also, like he, but y'all in Maryland, why are you in the laundromat?
Like, why are you in the laundromat with the bitch? And then she was like, Robert was like, well, people said Coach Bree looked like me a little bit. And then he said nothing. And that was an opportunity.
Oh, yeah, that was so funny.
That
was
an
he's not with the shit.
For him
Juan
to be
is
like,
not
her.
With the shit.
No, baby, you look better than her.
Yeah,
like,
Juan is not.
Her.
But
I,
I feel like if you notice throughout every season, Juan don't be with the shits. Like
he don't want her.
And I think it look, it's embarrassing. You just got remarried. You just got. It's very embarrassing. I'm sure. Like remarried. It's a lot. Like it's a lot.
It's a lot. And then,
when she's not happy,
forever to get married.
Right.
Yeah.
Remember, like.
And then when they sat down, it's like. You know, Charisse and every, like, when Charisse, that was, like, kind of painful a little bit to see when Charisse was, you know, talking about how she felt about stuff. I'm sorry, how, what she went
through. What she went through. That
with,
felt very
with Coach
similar.
Eddie. Right. Yeah. And it's like, I too wanted to believe. And then he up and left.
Yeah. After all that.
Yeah.
But Charisse got that check, honey. So.
Right. Yeah.
And getting a check from the show and not an official cast member.
Right.
Oh, really? She's still.
She not an official cast member. She not holding up a flute.
Nope.
She
on them episodes.
Okay.
Yeah. I just they
ain't
are
she,
really.
Ain't she hold on? Ain't she dating Monique ex husband?
Is
it
she?
It was like a thing where they was like photographed out together.
Whoa. Oh, I don't know.
Explosive.
I know.
What's
I didn't
going
hear
on
that.
In the Potomac
this was
community?
About months ago.
Who was worse, Marceau or Juan Dixon? Marceau from Love and Marriage. Which we're calling.
I would say Juan Dixon because I think Marceau, even though he isn't the nicest to Tisha, I think he does try to cater to her in ways. Like, I think he does.
By silencing her?
Ooh.
I don't think, no.
I'm joking.
I mean, he's like aggressive to her, but I think he, I feel like he does, like Juan just don't do nothing. Like,
from what we see.
At least Marceau, at least he like stand up for Tisha a little bit. Like,
yeah, I will say, okay.
You know, like he stand up for a little bit.
Yeah, and
like,
we see their dynamic more than we see Juan and Robin,
we
I feel
do.
Like, too.
Yeah.
Whereas,
yeah,
like,
fair.
We could see a lot of what happens in their marriage because their show is about marriage. It's called Love and Marriage. So it's hard for me to say who's worse. I think in terms of, like, the whole allegations, I'm going to say Juan is worse because with Marceau, these are, the allegations are literally like a puff of smoke.
Not really. It was his back. He went to South Africa by himself. Somebody photographed a back of his. They said it was his back in a hotel room.
But like,
and then there's just all of the Huntsville chatter.
In a hotel room is
tough. It's different than paying for the bitch hotel.
Yeah. And it's actually your credit card receipt you signed for.
Right.
It's photographs of y'all actually getting your nails done at the laundromat.
Yeah, there's people involved.
I think Marceau is a lot more calculated. I think Marceau cares about how anything is going to reflect back on him.
And Tisha, I think, a little
bit. And like, I think even Tisha's actions, you know, like, he'll say, like, I think he does kind of treat her like a child a little bit. He'll like, you know, he'll be like, don't do that. Don't respond to that. Right. Like, nah, I'm responding. And I think it's because it's how it's a reflection.
Like a Southern
Now, that is a big of part of it. Yeah.
Because Maurice is like that.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Martell is also like that to a degree.
Yeah,
they definitely all
have their own bullshit in their own. Yeah. Like Martell being mad that Melody's having a party for her name change and he want everybody to pick sides. It's craziness. Crazy.
I haven't.
It's still like she cheated too. Even if she did, she ain't got no whole ass baby from it.
She don't got
like,
no whole ass baby.
We got the proof. Okay. Yeah,
the motherfucking proof.
And you like,
a father of five.
A father of five.
Like, it's a lot going on.
That is clearly the name of the episode.
Is he still with Sharon?
I think.
I don't know.
I don't know on the show.
I haven't. I need to catch up on this current season because my girl Kiki turned it up.
Oh, this season is so good. Kiki, I don't know how you like
Tisha's cousin.
Oh yes.
I don't know why she threw a drink in the girl's face. I need to get to that.
She was necessary.
It was very. She was so frustrated because she was ignoring her.
Yeah,
and she was so frustrated.
And I would have ignored her ass too. Yeah, because you ain't coming. You just rah-rah-run about
for no
my nigga
reason.
Cheating.
Yeah,
like girl, right.
She really did start. Like, just leave it alone. And you can't sit there.
Tisha,
the guys are saying
than me,
that
I would have had to beat her ass.
Yeah, but she does it in the guise of I love you and I'm looking out for you. But it's like antagonizing her.
Yeah.
She's like, you won't do it to Marceau, and it's like, no, you know she's not gonna do.
That's
They've been together
husband.
For 20 years.
Right.
She's not doing that. You know that. Like, so stop.
Sorry, baby. That relationship is different than mine and yours.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly. Yeah. So stop. And she just got mad. Yeah, that was tacky. It was classless.
It was very tacky.
I mean, it looked like it was. Like, no one deserves to have a drink thrown in their face, especially my cousin.
Yeah.
No.
Like, what?
Yeah, I'd be done. Like, you're dead to me at this point.
I mean,
point.
Kiki,
like,
this season was a lot about her anyway.
Like, yeah, it is.
The producer put a couple batteries in that back.
A couple.
And now when you on Crime Stoppers, bitch, I would have fucking... Tisha, girl, you got so much
look
arsenal.
Like what she said,
like,
Darkwing Duck, or whatever the name is. Yo,
she want to bring the smoke when people talking about her Black Expo, but she don't want to talk about the cousin that's on Crime Stoppers.
It's a lot. Well, I'm just so glad that the writer's strike is over so we also can get back to some
real quality television.
Because I'm so sick of all this damn, we said this before, but like all the reality television. I need like hard-hitting programs.
Yeah.
I know, because you do. I saw you watching Basketball Wives, and I was like, hang on me. I forgot. Let me turn that on.
Meanwhile, I watch them both, LA and Orlando. God help me.
They have two seasons now? I mean, two franchises?
At the same time?
Yes. Like, my weeks are stacked with good reality TV, honey.
Beverly Hills is back, too.
Beverly Hills, the Belle of the Ball is back. Like,
so
yes.
She don't care.
Oh, right. But that right is straight.
Stacked
like,
up.
Yes, I'm good. It's good over here. Sunday, we got Potomac. Monday, we got Basketball Wives.
Okay.
LA and Orlando. Shout out to Evelyn Lozada. Tuesday, we got Housewives of Salt Lake City.
I'm sorry.
Wednesday, we got Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I know that's right.
Thursday. It is you watching them in real time.
Oh, Saturday we got Love and Marriage Huntsville.
A girl got cable.
Like, right. It's
a
her
girl
watching.
Has cable.
No, oh, see, that's not even right. I'm about to say Tommy because this season, my God.
Tommy was really good.
Tommy
yes.
was so good.
Skip.
Yeah.
Tommy was horrible the first season, but this season is so good.
It's good. Yeah.
It's so ridiculous and it is amazing.
It's so fucking ridiculous.
But Raising Kanan coming back in December.
I cannot wait.
My girl Patina.
I cannot wait. I need to get stars again.
Yeah. I will subscribe. I love that. Yeah. And then all the actors are like, finally, I feel like now they can promote their films. Right. Yep. Like the color, I am that sick person that loves the color, the original Color Purple. So like, I cannot wait till this new one comes out.
I'm excited too.
Like, cannot wait.
And I hope that they are able to like, kind of really get like the accolades that they deserve. Like, you know, they were, it was recently resurfaced on Instagram about how they were nominated for 11 Academy Awards. Back in the, what was the 80s when it first came out? 80s, late 80s, early 90s, something like that.
Like 91, 92, maybe, I don't know.
But yes, they were nominated for 11 Academy Awards, were completely snubbed, didn't receive anything.
That's crazy.
But there was these, basically these campaigns that was kind of ran against them by the NAACP and Spike Lee because they didn't like the way that the black man was
I saw that. I did not really perceived. Dig into it. And I was like,
meanwhile, he was abusive and all it like it's, and this shit is happening every day. You right. look up yeah. every week, there's a new black woman being murdered by her, someone who she had a relationship with or was affiliated or with abused. Or abused.
Like, I mean, we just seeing it right now just, with Keke Palmer.
Yeah. Like, so anyway, not to get so dark yeah, on that, but yeah. I,
but it's
I
a reality.
It's a reality. Right. right. Like so you can't, you're that. Mad about a smear yeah. campaign that is happening every day. Yeah. So hopefully, you know, they'll be able to, you know, receive some good,
yeah.
Actually receive awards this time.
I think it's a phenomenal, like Steven Spielberg, right. yeah. phenomenal film, it like is. Book. So yeah, I'm excited.
Quincy
yeah.
Jones.
Quincy that Jones,
was
how
Oprah
yeah.
Winfrey was discovered. Yeah. I mean, out of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal yeah. film.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, there's another film that I got a chance to see that I just want everybody to go see because it's just so damn good. It's called Rustin. And it's that on is. Netflix. It's coming actually this week. So the week that the episode comes out, it'll be this week. So it's a film called Rustin that is about a man named Bayard Rustin. And he was instrumental in putting together the March on Washington. So when we think of the March on Washington, we think of like all the black people coming together in 1964.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Martin Luther King with his I Have a Dream speech.
My black ass was like, the Million Man March.
No,
my black ass thought that at first too, but then when he was like, March on, like, wait.
Yeah, right. I'm like,
1964. Okay. And so it's played by Coleman Domingo.
Oh, I've literally seen the styling for that.
Okay.
And I love him. So I'm like, what is he in?
And so
got it.
Rustin is a black queer man, gay man in the 60s.
Okay.
And his best friend is Martin Luther King.
Oh,
and, right. And so it's telling this story of this man who was literally the reason that the march happened. Like, he went to the NAACP and was like, we need to do this. And they were like, no, you sound crazy.
And finally, shout out to News Stories, because sometimes we keep getting the same regurgitation of the same.
And so Netflix has been doing screenings and really bringing together black gay men to rally behind this film because
that's incredible.
It's a story of
it's
our.
It's like a forgotten story. I've never
forgotten.
About
we ain't know.
We didn't know.
Yeah, we didn't even know.
I didn't know.
Like intentionally forgotten though. That's like equivalent to how they burn in books
now. Right. Or exposed. Because like,
and
I
then
don't,
you kind of get to see too, just in that time period around like being a black gay man and people not taking you seriously or using your who you date as a way of saying whether or not you should be the person that's doing this.
Yeah.
Like, once the march had legs and people were like, oh, this thing is really happening, they was trying to get my man off being the face of it because they're like, they're gay.
Yeah, of course.
Martin Luther King Jr.
No, so
but anytime I hear about the March on Washington, that's who I think about. And I don't know if it's because his speech was phenomenal, obviously.
It was a speech. Yeah.
But it's and like, it's that's who I think too, about.
Because that's when the Montgomery riots were happening.
Right.
So those images of our black brothers and sisters being hosed and beaten. So the march was a response to that, so that we could have a peaceful demonstration on the March on Washington, so that at the time, JFK could pass legislation that we could have civil rights, which would happen eventually in, I think, a few short years right after that. But yeah, you would never know that this black gay man was the reason that even happened.
Wow.
But yeah, it's called Rustin. It's on Netflix. And I'm hoping that Coleman gets some great nominations for it, too, because he did a phenomenal job where I feel like he has such like a face and a voice that you know it's him.
Yeah.
And he changed that. Like, he actually sounds like the guy a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. So he did a really, really good job.
Oh, he does have such a distinct
voice. Yeah, he did his job. So. Okay. So to your point of people promoting, I can't wait to see him now actually start promoting
that. Promote it, yeah.
Because there's been little promotion about it, just kind of the trailer and that's it.
I literally was, and I was like, he looks amazing. What is he doing?
Oh, yeah, Rustin.
I had no idea.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Can't wait. So you mentioned our good sister Keke Palmer, who we want to keep in prayer because I feel like the news when that came out kind of like
shocked
everybody, and especially after the year that she's had of like all, you know, obviously had the baby and then the You a Mom shit, and it seemed like they were okay and got back together, and like the chain of events that were happening last night were just insane. Like, absolutely insane. And I feel like, I think the craziest part is, not even crazy, because it's all crazy, let me be clear. But, like, what's his name? The brother, like, tweeting the thing out, saying that, like, she, like basically like, it was abusive. And I think, and I actually saw a retweet of then, you know, shortly thereafter, I feel like the footage came out that it's like, you know, when black women speak about their experiences, it's like there has to be proof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that. I haven't been.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. There's footage. Yeah. There's footage. Oh, and it came out so quickly.
It steals from,
a security camera.
To back up her need for the restraining order, but steals from the video came out.
That is a jealousy in its purest form. And I hate when men as a man, why are you putting your hands on a woman and talking down to her, especially in front of y'all kid? Like, I just will never agree with that. And, like, he needs his ass beat. So if y'all see that nigga on the street, please do something. Like, it's crazy. I hate that whole idea.
And his brother need his ass beat. Both of them need to be shot, actually, in the leg that don't got
you
the
got
artery.
It right. We got to start.
We got to start shooting these niggas.
We got to start. We got to start.
And giving these niggas something to do every week. Like, a funeral.
And then he had the nerve to post a picture of him and his son talking about, I love you, I'll see you soon.
Yeah,
that's a threat.
It is. I do think because it's insecurity, it's manipulate, like it's so many. It is so many things,
and it's even her mom made a video that came out yesterday, and I listened to Keke's podcast. Baby is Keke Palmer. Comes out every Wednesday. It's really good. She has a really amazing guest. But every episode, she does the first 10 minutes with her and her mom. And they kind of talk about, like, it's almost like a prologue, I think is how you pronounce it, of what the episode is going to be about. And so I now know Sharon Palmer. And so knowing their dynamic and hearing all that and knowing she was going through this as well, it's sad too, because it's like, you're going through this and you still have to be perform and do all these things and show up and be a mom.
And not to mention, like, she's still very much so in like the postpartum like experience. Yeah. Like her son, they son ain't even one
He's
yet.
Not even one.
That shit can last for a long time, you know? And I wonder, cause you know, the mom did mention that she said something about it, you know, a year ago or whatever. I wonder, it makes me wonder even more, like, if Keke only shared that one moment or that one incident and didn't share the rest, you know, or maybe, like, alluded to, like, oh, it's gotten better or something, because, you know, that just has to be so heartbreaking. Like, as a mother, you know, her mom, you know, you can't force anybody to make a decision to do anything to change, you know, like people have to kind of come in their own. But I just wonder, like, it's very sad.
Praying for her strength. Absolutely. Like,
and she just, she know a performer. Okay. Yeah. Because like she put her hat on. Okay.
Oh yeah,
like,
you would never know.
You would never. That's the thing with a lot of people, though. Yeah. You never know what just the average person
is going through. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But, you know.
But yeah, definitely lift it up in prayer. That's a lot to take on, like you said, with a new kid. And, you know, you were in a relationship with this person, so you also love them. There's this love there, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's all, like, mixed up in all of the abuse, too. Yeah. And so... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just want to hold on to my sister.
Don't want to be a single parent, right, you know?
Right. It's sad, but yeah. I am glad that she spoke up, because even that in and of itself is like, that's not easy at all.
Yeah. Being who you are, right? Yeah.
It's not it's not easy, period.
Period.
But that adds another layer on it too, because now it's for everyone else to dissect, which is unfortunate, because it's not my fault.
Yeah.
Right.
And yet now you got to deal with all your shit, with everybody commenting and having opinions.
Right.
Right.
That's what I said. Wishing her peace and strength and love and a warm hug. Chalk clarity.
Child, the strength of a woman.
And fuck them niggas. I really hope they get hit by a car.
Fuck them niggas.
Y'all see them out.
You know what to
do. Brothers.
Because the other one, the acting nigga, he always everywhere. So y'all bust him over the head with a bottle or something.
And I know he had a baby with the girl from Insecure. My God, yes.
Their baby's like 5 or 6 or something like that.
Which girl?
The girl, the bank bae. Bank teller.
Okay. Yeah, the bank teller. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
Not that's nice. I realize Insecure is actually my like comfort show now. Like I've almost done like all the seasons. This is like my 4th rewatch or something.
Wow.
It is just so good. I know. I just go
back to like that the last episode and the episode where her and Lawrence go on that date. They reconnect.
That's
those
where I
are the
like,
two episodes.
No, I've been like
I just go back to
watching like
every
the whole
now
thing.
And then the Coachella one because Kelly was
so
good.
Yeah.
So it really is like who knew like that show was gonna go down. I feel like as our Martin's A Different World,
absolutely.
Like all
and,
of that.
And you kind of felt that with season one, even. Like
I don't know.
I
mean,
I liked
it's
it
in an,
it.
Initially. You know, you're in it.
Because I felt
more.
Like it was nothing like it at that time that felt like that, or like seeing people around my age and on TV in that way.
Like bring back sitcoms. Like I don't. What sitcom do we even have anymore? See, that's what the writers need to get on. Because if Frasier can still be playing, that shit was on the hotel TV yesterday.
Oh, there's because there's a new season.
Frasier?
It's on Paramount Plus or something. Yeah.
Again, all this damn regurgitation. Give us some new stories, child.
Girl, that's
I never watched Frasier when that shit was out in the 90s.
And not watching it now.
Didn't watch it then, ain't watching it
definitely
now.
Not
Seinfeld,
watching it
now. Like not, all of them shows. The I'm not the audience. None of us are the audience, child. Like, but people like Seinfeld, but I don't.
But I think to your point, though, there's a lot of darkness. We started the show off talking about politics and everything that's going on, and even what's happening with Kiki. Bring back sitcoms. Like people want
to
laugh.
Need to laugh.
And we like laughing, too, because you open your TikTok, first thing you see is my girl talking about, I stand on Big Business, bitch, with my $1,000.
We need to release serotonin.
Right. So it's like, make us laugh, y'all.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. I don't want to be serious all the time.
I don't want to be serious.
No.
See, they try to control our mind, y'all. Like,
they don't want us to
they
laugh.
Try to control our mind through the TV. The revolution will be televised.
And
it starts
and
in your mind.
And we
want
to laugh to the revolution. Not cry.
Yeah. No, really. I'm really trying to think. I can't think of any comedies.
No, there are no.
Give me a 30-minute situational
comedy.
Miss Pat.
What is what you
Miss
call
Pat is
Miss
cute.
Pat.
Yeah.
Miss Pat is cute.
It's a little dark, but she be getting dark, but
it's
you
dark
know, but
comedy.
She's good.
Yeah.
What about, what you call it just came back? Rap shit, is that not a considered comedy? I mean, I ain't laugh. I maybe laughed a little bit.
But is it considered
it's
a comedy,
I ain't
but
laugh
I didn't
me.
Laugh?
I don't
think I would consider that a comedy.
I'm giving drama.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, a little chuckle.
Conflict, you know. Yeah, I'm giving drama.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
all
little,
right.
A little.
Yeah. Like, we had the Parent Trap. I don't know why that's the one that just popped into my head with Robert Townsend. I don't know. Like, In the House, LL Cool. I used to love
In
the House.
I used to love In the House.
Yeah.
There were so
they
many.
Used to have, like, little random ass little baby problems. Like, you had to take out because your parents say you couldn't go to the party.
And you fixed the problem in 20 minutes because you had 10 minutes of commercials. I want that.
Y'all sat down and y'all hugged and it was over and it was fine.
And we did. Yeah. And we came back next week.
Yeah
More of that. I miss that, actually. But it's like, would people watch it?
So I was thinking that
as
we were saying that I think so. If it's good enough, like we all tuned into Insecure, it just so happened to be on streaming, so
that's fair.
You know, the scale is a little different, but like
yeah.
And now that like everybody getting they keep raising the prices of all the damn services, so I feel like people didn't already. I think my Hulu, she about to get up on out of here. She going to have to get up on out of here.
Yeah, Apple TV sent me that email talking about they was going from $6.99 to $10.99. Why the fuck y'all doing that?
Apple TV is going up. See, I don't pay attention to those.
Baby, as soon as I saw that email, it was given subscriptions.
I got rid of it.
Canceled. Like, I was
so
like,
wait a minute now. When
that.
Did this happen?
I think this month it's going up or next
oh,
month.
Oh, and the morning show's over? Let me cancel her too.
Yeah, this month or next month.
And I love an Apple TV show, but definitely canceling that. Okay.
Yeah, she's getting she was.
I will renew it when the morning show. Probably one of the best seasons of any television.
I didn't watch second season, but it y'all got me thinking about watching this newer one. Amazing. Because I loved the first season.
The first one was like cool. This one, phenomenal. It is amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. Amazing.
I do need to binge it. I've watched a few of the episodes of the first season, but I never.
What's the bootlegging stream? That's where.
That's about to happen. I feel like we're about to go back to that all over again. Mr. World premiere about to have a resurgence.
Back, right. Not Mr. World premiere. Oh, my God. Yeah. I can't.
Whoever the bootlegger is, DM me.
Because I'm tired. Links. I just signed up for BET Plus last week. I said, well, we got you. We got
one. Impact.
You know it. The Impact Atlanta.
I want to watch it, but I'm
looking. I was like, that's so basic. But I get it. I watched the first one.
I watched the first season.
I love me some Ari Fletcher.
It was ridiculous. It was so
Ari the dog.
The first season was just so ridiculous. Like every episode, I was like, "What am I watching?"
TV worked in her favor.
It did. It made me
for Ari. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I didn't know much about her other than what I saw through social, but I'm a fan.
Yeah,
me too.
Like if I was to see her, I'm fanning.
You would
out.
Say something.
Absolutely, I'm saying something. Like,
It definitely made me view her differently.
Can we take
a
picture?
I would absolutely take a picture.
I'm taking
her.
A picture.
And
with
I love that. Yeah, because I think you said
not
it.
Not really like Jada Waiting.
That's what I was
about
to say. And Jada didn't. But I think that was smart for her to not come back.
Yeah,
it did not put her in a good light at all.
Not at all. Nope.
So they have a new cast member this season because Jada isn't on there.
And who is the new cast member?
What's the girl named Jerrica? She's Young Thug's ex-girlfriend.
Oh yeah, she's a rapper.
But her name is something else. But everyone else knows her as Jerrica because that's her real name.
Okay,
but she goes by a different name now.
Okay.
But she's like the I guess the enemy, quote unquote, because no one really likes her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like I said, 30-minute situational comedies.
Yeah.
Bring it back. Okay. Bring it back. Child. Well, the quote is. May you attract abundance in every form. Love, health, wealth, and peace. I'm wishing that for all my niggas.
Amen.
Yes. And the emphasis on wealth right now.
Okay. Emphasis. She said emphasis on wealth.
Okay. Bless me indeed. Mm. I pray for increase.
Hello.
In the name we pray.
Feel a shift in the atmosphere. Amen.
Amen.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.